Welcome to
Wrinkled
Not Dead.
I'm Jennifer.
And I'm Mike.
We may be over 50, but we're here to prove we're still relevant.
And we have lots of real-world advice on confronting the challenges, but having fun getting older.
We're wrinkled.
Not dead.
Let's do this.
Hello, and welcome. Thank you for joining us for episode number 87 of Wrinkled Not Dead. I'm Mike Bell.
And I'm Jen Bell.
You can find things about Wrinkled Not Dead at wrinklednotdead.com or at Wrinkled Not Dead, which is our Instagram handle. And that's a fun thing to do, too.
It sure is. And also, we post every podcast on Facebook.
I did that. Oh, yeah.
Yep. With a direct bit.ly link or a link right to our podcast.
Right.
If you like it, please share it.
Yeah, it makes a difference.
Oh, it's a great way of promoting our podcast, which is what this is all about.
Yeah, and after 87 episodes, we know what we're doing here. Okay, so we've been married 33 years. We're in the self-help category because we're really appealing to people who are over 50 and want to stay relevant, have some fun, but also face the challenges of getting older as well. So this ties in to what I'm about to say for what we learned this week.
I know. This is interesting.
Well, I hope you find it interesting, not just kind of good to look at. Okay, so speaking of Facebook or Instagram, there's a new company called Audiogram.
Mm-hmm.
You can get to it by, I think it's called getaudiogram.com. You can download an app, and you can insert a tiny clip of audio into your postings for Facebook or for Instagram or anywhere else, LinkedIn, anywhere. So it takes a clip. You select 30 seconds of your show, your podcast, or of just yourself. If you just want to do this for, you know, I want to say something to the world in 30 seconds or 1 minute, and you follow the very simple directions from Audiogram, and it creates an audio file for you. And then you can just take some artwork if you like, or you can select stuff that they have as backgrounds, which I did today, and apply your sound file to that and post it. So if you want to sing a little song for a minute, you can do that.
Can you do happy birthday without having to pay some money? Like we did last week.
We did last week. Oh, wait. We got to say hello to somebody today. So let's see. Who should it be? Let's say hello to our friend Maggie Rayborn.
Oh, yeah. Hi,
our
Maggie.
Our dear friend in Phoenix, Maggie Rayborn. Hi, Mag.
Hi, Mag.
Okay, there you go.
You got it.
Okay, so that's what an audiogram is. And I'm telling you, the reaction from folks the first time I did this for Wrinkled Not Dead was huge.
Yeah, I mean, it sort of adds another dimension to everything.
It does, and it's so much fun. And people, you know, they forget a lot of times they don't put the sound on when you're looking up stuff on Facebook. I do that all the time.
Well, and it comes naturally to you because we have another company called Michael Bell Productions, and we do radio and TV advertising and corporate training and a lot of, you know, what you can hear or see is what we do.
Okay, hang on. Just one other factor about Audiogram, and I'll let you, you know, I can see you dozing off over
there. I'm not dozing off.
Well, okay, so how you know that there's audio on this posting is you can see the waveform, which is, you know, jaggy lines, or you can choose from different styles of that too, by the way. So anyway, you can see, what the heck is that? It's the waveform that you're seeing. So make sure you turn on your sound because there's audio there.
A lot of fun.
There you go. So today's major topic, my dear?
Acupuncture. We've had so many people asking about acupuncture. Yeah. Does it work? Is it ooga booga? Can it help with depression? Can it help with this? Can it help with that? So we have this wonderful lady,
Lizette Salazar,
who's just amazing and so informative.
Oh, yeah.
And she's done many, many sessions of acupuncture. But I would like to start with a really cool quote about acupuncture that basically says what she was saying about this whole thing.
Okay, please do.
Where there is no movement, there is pain. Where there is movement, there is no pain.
And say that. Say one more.
Okay.
Time.
Where there is no movement, there is pain. Where there is movement, there is no pain.
Oh.
And this is basically what Lizette will tell us when we interview her, and explain how acupuncture actually works.
I was fumbling around looking for his stuff on this as well, and I don't know who said this or wrote this, but they said Botox stops things, acupuncture opens things.
Oh, that's interesting.
So, yeah, I thought so too.
It's kind of, yeah.
Kind of, that's kind of cool. So you wait until you hear this lady. You're going to love her. We loved her too. She's a kindest and a loveliest young lady that we've met in a long time.
She really is. And I was surprised, because I've had acupuncture before, and I was surprised at what acupuncture can actually do and help.
But before all that, we have fun facts.
Mm-hmm.
I hope you folks like this stuff, because I know it's self-help, but what's in it for you? A moment's levity, for heaven's sakes.
Yeah, I know, because life is so serious sometimes.
So that's why we throw these bits and pieces in here. Okay, I'll do the first one, because I love this.
Mm-hmm.
Fun fact, a toaster uses almost half as much energy as a full-size oven.
That's really interesting.
I didn't know.
So don't use your toaster. Is that what you're saying?
Well,
love toast.
Acknowledge that it's burning up a lot of juice, or go stand out there and look at your meter running. So anyway, that's a good one.
This was really cool. A baby spider is called a spiderling.
I had no idea.
And people hate spiders, but spiderling sounds kind of okay.
Yeah, it sounds very non-threatening.
It does. It does.
All right. And here's the killer for the week. Fun fact, Arab women can initiate a divorce if their husbands don't pour coffee for them.
Oh, my God. So there's many days I could have initiated a divorce.
Oh, get out of here. I make the coffee for you and your tea.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's a ritual around our house, though.
It sure is.
And
it
so
sure is.
It looks like I'm safe for now, for the next 33 years or so, huh?
Exactly.
Dickens the dog is bugging me here. Off you go there, buddy. Okay, great. All right. Let's set this up. Do you want to talk a little about your own interaction with acupuncture, or do you want to hear Lizette
well,
first?
Well, I'll set it up with this, that I had a hip replacement, and before I had a hip replacement, I went in and had extensive acupuncture.
Yeah.
And I have to say it really helped me. It probably bought me 2 years before I had to have the hip replacement. And like Lizette will say during our interview, is that as long as you can put off surgery is the best.
Yeah.
I mean, you just do not want to go into it unless you have to. But eventually, bone on bone, there's nothing you can do. But it really did help me. And also, listen carefully, because Mike talks about our dog, Lucy,
yeah,
and how it helped her. And of course, she's a dog, so she didn't know she was having acupuncture.
That's right. This is not a placebo effect.
Exactly.
This is a dog who's, this is an honest reaction and a very forthright outcome. I mean,
so
what happened?
Very, very interesting.
Yeah.
So let's listen to Lizette.
Lizette Salazar.
So hi, Lizette.
Hi.
Hi, Lizette.
We're so happy to have you
here
today.
This is different. Great.
I'm very excited about this.
We're actually recording in your studio.
Yes.
I know.
It smells good in here.
It does. A lot of oils.
Yes.
It's my happy place. So Lizette, you're an acupuncturist.
Correct.
So for our listeners, what is acupuncture and how did it originate?
So acupuncture is actually believed to predate recorded history. And so it's very old. Some people believe that it actually originated in China around 300 BC. But there's no real definitive this is when it started.
Got it.
Yeah.
And what is acupuncture? I mean, a lot of people don't know what it is.
Right.
They think it's gigantic needles. And
so what it actually is, acupuncture theory is rooted in a Taoist belief that in order to live a long and healthy life, we need to live a balanced life.
Okay.
So anything that is excess or deficient in our bodies results as disease or illness. Acupuncture itself is the insertion of needles in designated pathways throughout our body that help our body basically heal itself.
So do those needles release energy or bad energy? Or
so what they do is when the needle is inserted, it activates our body's natural ability to heal itself by either using the nervous system or different systems within our body, and those release chemicals that help our body say, okay, this is what needs to be achieved. So that may be either relieving pain or just helping your body heal itself or regulate itself.
So
I'm still stuck on this as being so ancient.
Yeah.
Obviously, this would, I'm thinking to myself, this has got to predate metals. I mean, yes. So what would they have used initially to do the acupuncture treatments?
So what they used to use is bone. And there's actually museums with ancient needles that were made out of bone.
Is that ever...
got to be a little bit more uncomfortable than they are now.
Absolutely. So
I have a question for you. Yeah. I've seen acupuncture with longer needles mm-hmm. and one with little tiny needles. Mm-hmm. What is the difference?
So the needles that are actually used are filiform needles. So they're sterile needles. The needles that we're used to are hypodermic needles, which means they're hollow.
Yeah. And we're scared of those, yes. You know.
They hurt. I mean, when usually you go get a shot, I don't think everyone's ever been excited about that.
Right.
But acupuncture needles are actually filiform needles, which means they're not hollow. And they're about the thickness of a hair. So the difference in the sizes, whether they're longer or shorter, really depends on the acupuncturist and what area they're needling. So some of the areas that we needle are hands, ankles, ears. So if you think about it, you're not going to use a really long needle on your ear. It just won't stay on.
Right.
So if you're working with an area that's a little bit larger, like your thigh, or if you have sciatic pain and we're working on the glutes, those needles are going to be a little bit longer.
So this is just so interesting. How did you get into this? Like what brought you into the world of acupuncture?
So I actually have a bachelor's in science in kinesiology.
Wow.
So initially I was looking to be a physical therapist. And I, you know, working in that world, I was working athletic training, which was kind of what I graduated with. And it was sports medicine, always working on athletes, working with rehab in a sense. I worked in a couple of physical therapy offices, and I felt like I could do more. Not saying that physical therapy isn't great. I just felt like it wasn't a great fit for me. Mm-hmm. I was looking for something else. So in looking at other avenues and looking at other things that other people were doing, I took about a year off. And I met this really great woman who was going for her doctorate in acupuncture. Wow. So she kind of introduced me to it. And at the time, I had really bad sciatic pain from an accident that I had when I was 17. So, you know, she showed me that there were other things that you could do. And I, you know, it just blew my mind just seeing how much more you could do with just needles. So that's kind of how I got into it. I went to grad school and never looked back.
Wow. So there's a lot of training when you have to
absolutely
use
yes.
the needles.
Yes.
And just
so.
Plain experience. I mean, just
yes.
over and over, the procedures over and over.
Yeah.
For those who are doubting Thomas's about this, mm-hmm. I have a story that will validate everything that Lisette has said so far. It's okay if you think maybe this is a placebo effect or whatever, but we had a pet mm-hmm. who absolutely can't tell you if it's working or not working, right? Or has no opinion on that.
Yeah.
But Lucy the dog went for acupuncture treatments and extended her life by over 3 years because of acupuncture. And the treatments were very gentle. Lucy mm-hmm. didn't squirm around. She didn't. Yeah. There was no discomfort whatsoever. But her whole spirit and demeanor picked up after the very first treatment, and proceeded for a lot of improvements over those years.
Right.
And so it made her quality of life so much better. And as I said, she can't say that, oh, this is just a placebo.
Right.
Well, she had cirrhosis of the liver. Now, mm-hmm. clearly she wasn't a drinker. She's a chihuahua. But she, so it was an autoimmune type of thing that attacked her liver.
Mm-hmm.
And we went to a very good specialty animal hospital, and they did everything that they could, you know, that way. And the problem was that she just wasn't eating at all. And she was diminishing. And when we found this wonderful acupuncture, as Keith Weingart, he did it for dogs, you know, on dogs and stuff. Her appetite just picked up like you wouldn't believe. And you're right.
That's
she
wonderful.
Started to heal herself. And they would put one tiny needle in the middle of her forehead to calm her down. And it was like taking an immediate tranquilizer.
It was an amazing, amazing thing to watch.
It would just calm her right down. So acupuncture does work.
Absolutely.
It absolutely does. And, you know, I think one of the greatest things that you guys have both touched on is it doesn't just take care of the issue. For example, like somebody comes in with shoulder pain, mm-hmm. you don't just treat the shoulder pain, you treat the whole person. So like you were saying, her energy just boosted up. And that's kind of what the goal of acupuncture is, the aim of all acupuncture is to treat the whole person and really improve quality of life.
Well, I wanted to ask you, what are the benefits of acupuncture and what kind of conditions can you cure or help?
Yeah. So like I was saying, the benefit is definitely you are treating the root. You are treating the whole person. One of my favorite things is this versatility. So I'll have somebody on my table that came in with a migraine.
Okay.
And as we're working, as we're talking, their migraine is resolving. And they'll mention, oh, by the way, I have trouble with my digestion, with my sleep, with anxiety, all these different things that people, it's not just one thing that's wrong with someone, because the way our bodies work, if something is off, something further down the line is going to be off as well.
Oh, that's interesting.
So we can work on all of that at once. It's not like, well, let me refer you to somebody else and let me send you somewhere else and let me give you this, this, and this. We can work on all of it at once.
So you work on pain.
Mm-hmm.
And what about like sleep or nervous disorders or anxiety?
So, you know, the WHO, so the World Health Organization, has over 40 diseases and illnesses that acupuncture has been proved useful for. And some of those include musculoskeletal, like pain, sciatic pain, whether it's neck, back, shoulder, knee, also strains, sprains, things of that nature, mental health issues. So depression, anxiety, those work really well with acupuncture.
I've never heard that before.
Yeah.
I always thought it would be the
just
skeletal,
for pain,
you know, muscles and the skeletal.
Yeah. That is the most common, the most studied, which is why it's mostly used for that. But also you can use it for the nervous system. So post-stroke, people that are having issues with facial paralysis, Bell's palsy, it helps for all of those things.
That is amazing, because my dad had a stroke. This was many, many years ago, and if he only knew about acupuncture,
I know.
It may have helped his mobility and his...
Yeah.
Because he was all down the left side.
Right.
He was.
So really, I can sense that it's very important to build a relationship with your clients, your patients.
It absolutely is,
yeah.
Yes.
Because more, they become more forthcoming about other issues than maybe the initial problem that brought them into you, right?
Yeah, and really what ends up happening is when somebody comes in, you do build a really great rapport and you end up being friends. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't know how many patients I've had where I know their whole families, I know their kids, their children have come in, their family has come in, their mom, like their grandparents. And you do end up knowing everything about their life and and everything that's going on.
Well, Lizette, I wish we were looking at this with a camera too, because Lizette looks like a classic caregiver. So you have the kindest eyes.
Yeah, you do. You really,
I'm sure
really
people
do.
Will tell you anything.
Yeah, and it's that whole kind of thing, like you said, mind, body, spirit.
Yes.
That you kind of work on with acupuncture. What mm-hmm. I found when I had some acupuncture done, I went in for one thing and then realized something else was hurting that I or was uncomfortable that needed attention that I hadn't mm-hmm. wasn't even aware of until I started the acupuncture.
Yeah.
So it kind of opens up your body to say, well, no, this is where it's actually coming from, but this is what's hurting.
And not only that, but I feel like a lot of the people, you tend to be okay with feeling uncomfortable because that's your normal. It doesn't mean it is normal or it's just common. So, you know, we tend to hold a lot of stress in our shoulders, which results in neck pain, sometimes headaches. And I'll ask people all the time, do you get headaches? And they'll say, no, only about every other day. And, you know, it's crazy. Where, yes, you do get headaches. It's not normal to get headaches every day or every other day. Once a month, maybe. But even that seems like a lot to me.
Now, a lot of our listeners are over 50, but mm-hmm. many are younger, too.
Mm-hmm.
So just first talking to those over 50, what are the benefits, of acupuncture? If, you know, some of our group are kind of skeptical.
I think that many of the folks who are over 50 have aches and pains that are, you know, they don't even realize.
Yeah.
And so, you know, having to be able to track those down is a real art form. So I have to add, just as an extra question along what Jennifer is just saying, when someone comes in to see you, I'm sure they're apprehensive about, well, how long is this going to take? I mean, how many treatments do you typically suggest to people who come in with an issue?
So it really depends on what they're coming in for. So let's say, Mike, you came in and you're telling me you've had 10 years of back pain.
Okay.
And it's become a chronic pain. That's obviously going to take a little bit longer than, let's say, if Jennifer, you come in and you say, I just sprained my ankle yesterday. It's going to be resolved a lot quicker. The back pain is going to take a little bit longer.
Okay.
So, you know, there is no definitive answer, but I typically see about three treatments is when you know you're getting some improvement. It might not be completely resolved, but there's definitely an improvement, and that's what you're looking for.
Well, and how long are the sessions?
So your initial session is usually about an hour and a half, and the reason for that is you want to get to know the practitioner and you want to get to know the person that you're working with.
Yeah.
You want to make sure it's a good fit, and you want to understand their history, what's been going on. So yeah, you're going through back pain, but what brought this on? Is it an accident that happened? Is it maybe you're sitting too long? Maybe you're doing something that's aggravating it. So we want to get to know what all of that is. So that's why it takes a little bit longer. And then also with your first treatment. So we have to diagnose, we have to find out what's causing it, what's going on with you.
Do you get a lot of people in that are over 50?
You know, it's changed recently because insurance is actually paying for acupuncture now.
It's about time.
So with the changes in insurance a couple of years back, California is one of the states that included acupuncture in their insurance coverage. So that's a good place to check. Insurance will sometimes just pay for your treatment, especially when it's pain related, because that is one of the things that there's been a lot of research behind. So you know, we are getting more people. The people that are coming in is a variety, a wider variety.
Oh, and even younger people, of course, doing sports things. And I wonder, too, this maybe something we'll look into and put on our blog, wrinklednotdead.com, is for people who have Medicare and Medicare supplements, if that's part of the program.
Yeah. So you can definitely look into it. Again, it depends on your insurance carrier. I do have, and a lot of people have on their website, where you can just submit your insurance information and we'll verify for you, let you know if your insurance covers it and what they cover.
So people can just sort of say, can you check it out for me?
Yes.
And then you can let them know. Because that really helps, because it can get expensive, I'm sure, if you don't have kind of coverage.
I mean, yeah, and you can always talk to your acupuncturist and see if they do package deals, if they do other different things that will help financially.
Well, you have to balance that out with what you'd be paying with drugs, for example.
Oh, it's true.
To treat the same thing.
Or surgery.
Absolutely.
You
know,
ultimately, surgery.
Absolutely.
So can you help people like with hip or like some people that need hip replacements or knee replacements?
Yes.
Can you help people after surgery?
You can help them after surgery, before surgery. I mean, one of the things with things of that nature, so replacement surgeries, you want to put it off as long as you can. What you can do is acupuncture can help eliminate or alleviate that inflammation, that pain, so that you can get around and you can have an active lifestyle. You can do what you want to do, things that you enjoy in life. And then eventually, because you know, there is no real way to regenerate bone, unfortunately.
Someday.
Yes. We do eventually get to the point where you do have to have that surgery. But if you can put it off for as long as you can, the better for it.
Now, what about people who are going through chemotherapy that have cancer? Can you help with the nausea?
Yes, that is actually one of the big things that acupuncture is used for. And like you were saying with your pet, with the not wanting to eat and appetite suppression. So you can help with that.
Wonderful.
I have a crazy question.
Yes.
It's sitting in the back of my mind. I'm famous for my crazy question. I saw a YouTube video some time ago where an acupuncturist had little wads of paper on the needles and lit them on fire.
Yes.
What is that?
Tell me what that's about.
So that is actually one of my favorite modalities,
and
it is called moxibustion. So what was in the tiny wads of paper is an herb that's called, it's a mugwort. And what this herb does is when you place it in certain areas, the one that you were talking about, Mike, is a needlehead moxa. So the heat penetrates a little bit deeper into the body. Heat in our body can translate into energy. If you think about a cold winter morning versus like being nice and cozy, right? Mm-hmm. Your body's more relaxed. Your muscles are more relaxed. Your blood flow is nicer. Circulation, you know, it improves our health that way.
Man. Aren't you glad I asked?
I am. Can you help with, a lot of us as we get older have a really hard time falling asleep.
Yes.
Can you help with that?
Absolutely. So that is one of the things that, you know, as we age, things naturally occur. You know, sleep is one of them. Menopause is another one. So hot flashes. I've had women come in and say, you know, I've been postmenopause for I don't know how many years, and I'm still getting hot flashes. I'm still getting night sweats. So those things somewhat relate to sleep, and it is a hormonal thing, so we can definitely help.
Oh, so
that.
You can work on hormones. Oh, yeah. Good.
Jennifer's laundry list of, yes. Well, of I mean, issues is now getting
I've
longer.
Had so many women who yeah, are going through the change of life mm-hmm. ask me to ask you these questions.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because it's very important. And it's really hard for us after we've gone through menopause. And I still get, you're right, the flashes. Every once yeah. in a while, I would just start sweating profusely.
Yeah.
And so that, I'm sure, has to do with all the hormones. And
right.
you can help regulate those hormones naturally.
Correct.
Rather than going with some kind of drug.
Again. Yes.
Again, that does...
Something that could be doing you,
you
as much harm as good, right?
Yeah, yeah. yeah. Now, are there... Because with everything, there's so much moving very quickly with mm-hmm. with in medicine. I know for my glaucoma, it's just going very quickly.
Right.
What new things are coming up for acupuncture that we can be excited about?
Something this ancient.
Yeah,
it's
exactly.
If it could possibly be anything.
Yeah.
New.
So but that, technology is yeah. moving so quickly.
Yeah. So that is one of the things that, you know, I thought about it. And I don't know that necessarily anything new is coming with it, as opposed to looking at it through new eyes. So one of the things I think we're all very hearing a lot about is the opioid epidemic, mm. how everyone, you know, we were going through such a period of how do we relieve this pain? Opioids. So now acupuncture can not only help with the pain, but it can help with the addiction.
Oh, my goodness.
I yeah. see. I oh, didn't know gosh. that acupuncture could help with addiction.
Yeah. So tobacco cessation.
Oh.
Alcoholism.
Alcoholism. Any kind of addiction it can help with.
So it basically opens up your whole body's energy to correct itself.
Yes.
Because inside of us, can we really kind of heal ourselves?
Absolutely.
In many ways? Obviously,
yeah.
like you said, you can't grow bone. And,
yeah.
you know, bone loss is bone loss. But
yeah.
on a whole... we can be much more healthier by healing ourselves, correct?
Right, yes.
This is fascinating. I mean, honestly, I had no idea the depth of knowledge that you have about all of this, and it's been very inspirational discussing it. How can people, because we're recording in San Diego, California, and as like Jen said, we're actually in the studio, which makes you kind of want to have a nap.
It does, because
yes.
also but, here you do massage as well. So
yes.
it's got that vibe in here.
Yeah.
So how can people in the area here reach out to you?
So I'm on equilibriumacu.com. You can also... I'm with a couple of different insurances, so I can be located that way.
Okay.
But the best would be on my website.
Okay.
And what is your website? But we will also put it up on our blog
yeah.
so we
yeah.
can direct them to it. So
it's equilibriumacu.com.
Oh, wonderful. So you can people leave questions about, you know, I've got this or I've got that. Can you help me?
Yes, you can email me on there. You can send me your insurance information. I can verify your insurance.
Oh, that's good.
We can schedule.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. So just to kind of finish off the interview, where do you see yourself in 5 years? Still doing this?
Absolutely. I absolutely love what I do. I think you know, everyone's heard if you love what you do, you don't work a day in your life. But when you come to work and you really build these relationships with the people that you work with, because you really do work with them. I'm never working on someone. I'm working with someone. So I don't see that changing anytime soon.
And there must be, this must be such a satisfying job to see, well, it's not even a job, a career,
yeah.
a path.
Yes.
To helping people feel better and richer and fuller in their life.
Yes, it's one of my favorite things when somebody comes in and they're not able to do what they love to do and helping them get back to that.
Well, we can't thank you so much. I mean, any more than, yeah, it's been wonderful. And I can't wait to come and see you.
The information is one thing, but meeting you personally is very fulfilling and rewarding all by itself.
Thank you, Mike.
Thanks a lot.
It was a pleasure meeting both of you.
I could listen to that gal all darn day.
You know, just being there calmed me down.
Me too.
Yeah, she just has a way about her. She has a
kindest
calmness.
Eyes, as I mentioned.
She used no notes because she's so grounded in what she does.
Yeah.
And she really believes in what she does. And it's amazing. It truly is.
It was a absolute pleasure to meet that lady.
Yes.
Okay. So I hope you got something from that. And if you're still a naysayer about acupuncture, you're going to have to revise your thinking, folks, because it works.
It does. And the World Health Organization now has said and recognized it for helping mild to moderate depression, even.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that's quite amazing because you really have to move the World Health Organization and really show... demonstrate that it really does work time and time again.
Yeah, yeah, I'm sure. And also, I was very curious to learn, and I will follow up on this because I want to find out if my insurance covers acupuncture treatments. Because if it does, I'm in.
Oh, definitely. Because like she said, you don't really realize if you have a pain or you've got something going on until you actually get into a session.
And when I think she mentioned it several times throughout there, but is there any worse pain than sciatic pain?
I've never had it, so
oh,
I
yes,
don't
you
know.
Have.
Well, not much.
Well, you pick the thing up and
yeah,
you've
got
your
back. Yeah,
is
that sciatic pain?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And remember the tingle down the leg and it's just like on fire and oh my God, it's just terrible. So, I mean, this is terrific. I'm so glad that we spoke to her. I got something for you. It's almost a story. This is by Ralph Waldo Emerson. And it's pretty much apropos of nothing. Remember when we used to do that as a feature?
Yeah, but Ralph Waldo Emerson we did a lot about in training, corporate training.
That's right.
With sort of his kind of teachings and stuff.
Yeah, we used a lot. You're right. Mm-hmm. We really went to town on some of the
we
stuff.
We did.
Okay, well, every man I meet is my master in some point and what I learned from him. Everyone is better than you at something. This is a fact of life. Someone is better than you at making eye contact. Someone is better than you than quantum physics. Someone is better informed than you on geopolitics. Someone is better than you are at speaking kindly to someone they dislike. There are better gift givers, name rememberers, weight lifters, temper controllers, confidence carriers, and friendship makers. There is no one person who is the best at all these things. Who doesn't have room to improve in one of them or more? So, if you can find the humility to accept this about yourself, what you will realize is that the world is one giant classroom. Go about your day with an openness and a joy about this fact. Look at every interaction as an opportunity to learn from and of the people you meet. You'll be amazed at how quickly you grow, how much better you get.
You know what I got out of this is that you take the ego out and then life flows.
Yeah. You can observe and enjoy the skills that the better weightlifter has, you know?
I don't know why I'm thinking, row, row, row your boat gently down the stream. That's what I thought about.
What?
I know. Maybe I'm just, I don't know, maybe I'm being too ooga booga, but I tell you, it is. You just, if you give it up and you
life
just
life is
kinda,
but a dream.
Yeah.
Well, kind of does make sense to
it
her.
Sure does. And you learn from everyone.
Gosh. Yeah, you do. And I guess what Emerson is saying is that, you know, what he's really stomping on is jealousy. The whole idea of jealousy.
I hate jealousy.
I hate
Thank
it too.
God I don't have that.
No,
gene.
You don't.
No,
do not. You enjoy and celebrate the achievements of everybody.
Do.
I've seen that, and it's one of your more compelling qualities.
Well, thank God I just don't have it. I don't know. It's never come into my being. Obviously, I would like to have eyes that have no problem and things like that. I wish things that I physically, but no, I don't have that. But that is very interesting.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, particularly now when we talked about acupuncture, it's being open about everything.
Yeah.
It's just opening that flow. And so that's a good story for along with acupuncture.
Well, there must be a reason I found it.
Exactly.
Oh, you know who sent me that? Nancy Shuth, our friend Nancy.
Oh, I love that.
She always sends stuff like Sunday funnies and stuff like that. She's a,
hi, Nancy. There's Nancy. Another there's one. Another one. She's a fabulous listener, and I love it that she shares every time. And you know what? There are no accidents in the universe.
No, there are none. So I have a quote for you.
Okay.
We all need to slow down and go to acupuncture. Tamara Ecclestone.
I love that.
It is. It's simple, but this is the one that I found, and I like that one.
I love it. So I hope you guys learned a lot about this. And if you've been nervous about going to acupuncture, don't. It's a science like everything else, and mm-hmm. It doesn't hurt.
No, it doesn't.
It only helps. Because you know what? We're all in this together.